After graduation, our friend Lee Allen Smith comes into play, and he calls you about a job.
Well, actually, it was even before graduation. Lee Allen called and offered me a job with Channel 4. I told him I didn't much want to do that. He kind of talked me into it. Lee Allen plays a role throughout my life, not often prominent, but I can't say enough good things about him. I like to say he's one of the few people that fired me. He does not want me to say that. But it was a favor.
What was the job he was calling you about?
He wanted to put me on staff at Channel 4, and he had something in mind that I wish I had followed through with. As it was, I just appeared on their programming now and then.
But I thought he'd called about being a promotions director at WKY.
You know, it may have been, but I didn't do much. That's why he fired me.
Oh.
And I think that's why I said no to him, because after a year of being Miss America, I wanted to try to go back and be young and be a college kid. Again, I was 20, and I'd missed out on being a college kid, and I thought I could go back and be that, and I couldn't.
So you didn't take that job?
I took it.
And then?
But I didn't do a very good job with it.
Oh. So then what happened?
So after a year, he said, you know, I can't keep paying you because you're not doing anything. And I said, well, maybe I'd do something now. And he said, well, I don't think so. So I said, okay. But I've still worked for him off and on forever, and I adore him.
Then what came about in your life at
well,
that time?
Well, one of the difficult things I think about Miss America, and I think this is probably true for athletes that things happen to very early, is your maturity doesn't catch up for a while. I think it was very tough, and I speak for Jimmy Webb. I'll speak for him whether he needs it or not. I think it's tough when you become a huge success at 19, and it takes a while to catch up to that and find yourself again. I skipped some things, maturity. So I tried to go back. Well, you can't go back. I had to take time to adjust, and I made some mistakes during that time. When you have kind of the high point in some ways, the high point of your career happened at 18 or 19. It would be the same for a lot of Olympic athletes. Then you have to kind of redefine yourself and go back and find out what is it that you want to be as you grow up. Now that you realize you're still not an adult, I had 2 more years of college. So I had a lot of adjusting to do. I didn't want to be a teacher. So what do I want to be? I didn't want to be on Broadway. I knew what it was like to travel all the time. I didn't want to do road shows. I wanted a home and a family. I didn't want a job that meant that you lived in New York. I didn't want a job that meant you traveled all the time. Okay, so what do you want to be? I was so tired of traveling and being on that I thought I was content to just be married to someone who was ambitious and do a little bit of this or that. So I really got married too quickly. I wasn't back to who I was kind of meant to be.
What was his name?
His name was Paul Peterson. He was an OU student, a friend of one of my best friends. And I think had I waited a year or two, and this is not uncommon for Miss Americas, they have such a response to that year. And if we would all have to wait a year or two until we have an equilibrium of adjusting from that year, I think we would be better off.
So that decision to be married was made too
very early. Quickly. I came back in September of 1967, met him in October of that year, was engaged in February, and married in August, not even a year.
Where did you live after you were married?
We lived in Norman when he went to law school, and then in Tulsa after he graduated from law school.
He's off to work or school, and what are you doing?
I finished at OCU and did a lot of work. I did some television work, commercials. I did pageants. I did musical theater, a little bit of everything. And then we moved to Tulsa, and I continue with those. And also got a master's degree at Tulsa University. Kara Gay Wilson was my advisor.
Now Kara Gay Neal.
She was a real bright spot Isn't that funny that an advisor at university, I needed a bright spot. Those were dark days for me.
Because of your marriage?
Because of my marriage. And I was really wanting to be happily married, and I was not. I was really wanting children, and I couldn't get pregnant. Nothing was working out.
So you're feeling empty?
I was feeling really empty. The shyness really kicked in, and it was depression, too. It was in a new place without an identity.
Yet people in town knew that's Miss America.
I guess, but nobody reached out, and of course, no one knew I was shy. I had no place there. Finally started going to church by myself, which, again, you can imagine was really hard to go by myself. Miss America was supposed to be a big deal, trailing into church by myself.
In Tulsa, you went to church?
In Tulsa, Christ United Methodist Church, Bob Pearson. It was kind of a lifesaver for me. I took a volunteer position with them as receptionist, became active there, gave me a little small group, a few friends. I had two great friends there. One was from college and one was from my history. Annie Argenbright was her name. She grew up in Alvin, was living in Tulsa. And Beverly Hoster, her married name in Tulsa. And Beverly was my little sister at OCU in the sorority. So I had them. They couldn't fill my life up. And my husband worked all the time. I was so lonely and so depressed and just didn't know what to do.
So
the marriage was very bad.
What did you do?
I got the degree, worked on the master's degree, volunteered at Christ Methodist.